Drummer Antonio Sanchez's new album reflects a longtime passion for people on the move, something he knows a bit about. Antonio emigrated to the U.S. from his native Mexico City to study music at Boston's Berklee College of Music in 1994. He's since been welcomed with open arms and accolades. A longtime member of the Pat Metheny Group, he composed the score for Birdman. His 2017 album, Bad Hombre, was nominated for a Grammy. He's become a U.S. citizen. And his new album is dedicated to fellow immigrants who didn't come to pursue a passion, but to flee in fear. His album with his group Migration is titled Lines in the Sand. It begins with spoken word.
Do you have a warrant? Are you with ICE?
The introduction to Travesía from Antonio Sanchez's new album Lines in the Sand. And he joins us from the NPR studios in New York with more. Antonio, good to talk to you again.
Good to speak to you again, Robin. How are you doing?
I'm good. And what are we hearing there?
Well, that's a collage that I put together of different people being stopped by the immigration police. Most of these people were actually U.S. citizens. So it was pretty obvious to me that they were being stopped on the basis of racial profiling. What I'm trying to do is for people to reflect just for a second on how hard some people have it.
You are very clear here in some more music that we're going to listen to how much you feel like a lucky immigrant and we should recognize those who aren't as lucky. But I'm wondering if, along with your anger about some of the things you're seeing and hearing, do you also feel maybe guilty?
That's a good question. It wasn't easy for me to come to the States. It's easy compared to those people, but I mean, my immigration situation, as it is for most Mexicans, is pretty convoluted. I had to renew my visas every 6 months sometimes. If I was in the middle of a tour in the summer, I would have to go back straight to Mexico and renew my papers. I got harassed innumerable times whenever I would come into the country. Now that I have an American passport, all of that miraculously went away. So being a Mexican citizen and an American citizen, I'm just really aware of what's going on with both of our countries right now.
Let's listen to some of the poetry that you've incorporated in your music to express some of these thoughts. Again, the CD is Lines in the Sand. There's a piece, Lines in the Sand, Part 1 and Part 2. Let's listen. This is At the Wall/U.S.-Mexican Border, Texas 2020, written and read by Paola Gonzalez and Carly Gutierrez.
Tell us your dishonored names and we will testify.
Aquí descansa.
Aquí descansa.
Aquí descansa.
Oye, listen.
Tell us more about that poem and what it meant to you.
One day, while I was writing the music for the album, I had this section that I really liked, but I always felt like it needed something else, something a little bit more dramatic to give it a push. And I started just looking on the online, basically on YouTube. And one of the things I ran into was this poem by Carla and Paola. And I put it on top of that section that I was working on, and, you know, I got chills. It just spoke to me. You know, it's very graphic how people are, you know, literally walking through the desert, hoping their prayers and water will last.
You know, Antonio, we know the facts about the border, that actually illegal immigration has really plummeted. It's largely women and children now, and that illegal drugs crossing the border are usually coming through legal entry points. And yet, you know, there's a perception of what's happening at the border. And more than that, there is a reality for many Americans along the border where there are problems, where they're feeling overwhelmed, their resources are overwhelmed. We've also spoken to people on this program. One mother whose son was killed by an undocumented immigrant who'd been in and out of the country several times.
It's such a convoluted subject. Of course, if immigrants come into the country legally or illegally and they commit crimes, you know, of course they should be deported. And it's like, for example, whenever there's a terrorist attack and Muslim people find out that the person who perpetrated the attack is Muslim, I'm sure they roll their eyes and they go like, oh, no, please not again. Every time I see like a crime was committed by a Mexican that was illegally in the country, I also roll my eyes. I'm like, you know, dude, please, you know, don't. it's just very obvious that certain things are going to perpetuate the stigma. But, you know, it's not the majority of the people.
Overall, it sounds like you just want people to, as you say, be aware of people on their journey, all different kinds of journeys. And that brings us to the song that you wrote the music for. Your wife, Tana Alexa, a beautiful and talented singer in her own right, wrote the lyrics. And it's funny, she has kind of a reverse immigration story from you. She's Croatian-American, brought up here, you know, all-American girl. And then her parents, if I've got this right, moved her back to Croatia when she was 13?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she moved back.
And then she moved back again. Yeah. Let's listen to a little of the song you did together, Home.
Where is home?
Tell us more about that part of this. Those who look at an immigrant as an alien, that person, their heart also usually beats for home.
Yeah, I mean, it's a complicated existence because I don't feel 100% American, of course. I do feel 100% Mexican, but I've been away for more than half of my life. And for Tana, it's the same thing. You know, she doesn't feel 100% American. She doesn't feel 100% Croatian. And you kind of try to make home wherever it is that you are at that moment. And we travel so much that also that makes it even harder to feel grounded. Luckily, the music, the art that happens in New York, and all of our friends, they make us feel that ground that we need sometimes.
Longing heart, when apart.
You know, I was just thinking, the movie Green Book is so big now, the story of Don Shirley, the African-American pianist, extraordinary musician, but he needed a bodyguard to travel through the South. And there was that conflict of audiences just adoring him and applauding him, and then he couldn't go to the restaurant. I'm wondering if you ever have a touch of that when you're traveling, you know, adulation, you know, when you play. And yet maybe somewhere in your mind you're thinking, but I'm an immigrant.
Yeah, I mean, it's always an interesting thing to experience because, for example, Southern hospitality is not a myth. I mean, people are incredibly nice. But then I wonder, okay, if I actually moved to Kentucky or to Memphis and I moved right next door to some of these people, how would they react? Mm-hmm. I've had good friends that live in southern states, and they've had interesting experiences because they don't look like they're from there. Mm-hmm. And sooner or later, you know, there's little things that happen that hint towards, okay, you definitely are different and we see you, you know.
Well, with that in mind, Antonio, is there a song you'd like us to go out on?
One thing that would be nice to include, if possible, is the very last poem, because I think is so beautiful.
Jonathan Mendoza?
Yeah, and it's like an alternative pledge of allegiance, seen from the point of view of an immigrant.
I pledge allegiance to my abuelo, to the calluses on his Sierra Mountain hands, to the guitar he'd haul through the desert, strapped to his back like a weapon. I pledge allegiance to the music we make from our survival, to my immigrant parents, to my immigrant grandparents, to my immigrant great-grandparents, to the ones who brought us here, to the dreams they shoved inside their pockets like breadcrumbs and loose lint.
That's composer, drummer Antonio Sanchez, his latest album, with his band Migration, Lines in the Sand. Antonio, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Of course. Thank you, Robin, as always.
And to the naming of it, to the first indigenous child to call this something other than a white man's land, to the first town.